Imagine that you are visiting a friend in Washington, D.C. Your friend takes you to a popular restaurant. You look at the menu and decide what you want, crab cakes. Your friend is taking a little longer to decide. So when the server comes to your table, your friend tells you to order first. You say,
"Hi, I want the crab cakes, please."
Although you expressed your request clearly, it is best to avoid using want when making polite requests. Instead, we use would like. This is just one of many uses for the modal would in everyday speech. A modal is a helping verb that is usually used with another verb to express ideas such as possibility, necessity, and permission. Today, we will tell you some of the uses of would. Let's return to polite requests. At restaurants and other places where we pay for services, a common way to make a request is using would like. This phrase means to wish to have. Listen to the polite version of the food order.
"Hi, I would like the crab cakes."
We also use would like in polite offers. When we do this, we use question form. Here is how the server might respond.
"Sounds good. Would you like anything else with that?"
"Yes, I'd like the side salad. Thanks."
Along with food orders at restaurants, you may also make a polite request for someone to do something for you. Listen to this line from a famous television ad for a fruit-based spread.
"Would you please pass the jelly?"
To many native English speakers, using will in such a request sounds demanding rather than polite or neutral. There are other polite ways to ask someone to do something. In an earlier program, we told you about indirect questions. One of them includes the phrase, "Would you mind?" If we use this phrase, the jelly request becomes,
"Would you mind passing the jelly?"
Common yes responses to such a request include, "No, not at all," and "Sure." Another everyday use of would is in reported speech. We use reported speech to tell others what someone else said without using their exact words. In reported speech clauses, would is the past tense of will. First, listen to will in direct speech.
"I will bring the drinks," Anita said.
When we change this to reported speech, we change will to would.
"Anita said that she would bring the drinks."
Another example of changing tenses in reported speech is when talking about the weather. Imagine that you are listening to a weather report on the radio. The reporter might say,
"It will be sunny in the morning, but we can expect rain in the afternoon."
Here is how you might tell someone else about what you heard.
"The weather report said that it would be sunny this morning, but rainy this afternoon."
Another everyday usage of would is in unreal conditionals. These conditionals describe what we would do in imaginary or unreal situations. You may remember from an earlier program that unreal conditionals have two parts, the if clause and the main clause. The word would goes in the main clause. Here's an example.
"I would move to Japan if I spoke Japanese."
In this statement, the main clause comes before the if clause. But the order of the clauses does not change the statement's meaning. You could also say, "If I spoke Japanese, I would move to Japan." Sometimes, in casual spoken English, we leave out the if clause in unreal conditional statements, but its meaning is understood. One situation when we do this is when giving advice.
How are you getting to Boston?
We're flying out on Friday.
Nice. I would arrive 2 hours before departure. The DC airport is usually crowded on Fridays.
The understood meaning is, if I were you, I would arrive 2 hours before departure. Past unreal conditionals also contain would. But they are more complex and require a strong understanding of present and past perfect verb tenses. You can read more about these conditionals in an earlier episode of Everyday Grammar. Let's move to something a bit simpler. We also use would in everyday speech to talk about repeated actions in the past. This usage is called past habitual. Here's an example.
When I was little, I would play hopscotch with my friends.
There are two rules for this usage. The first is that we must state the time period in the first part of the sentence. When I was little, for example. Second, we only use would this way with action verbs, such as play in the hopscotch example. We do not use it with stative verbs, such as live, be, know, think, understand, or want. We could not, for example, say, when I was little, I would be happy playing hopscotch. Well, we've given you a lot of information. Would you like to practice now? Join us again soon to learn about more ways we use would. I'm Alice Bryant.